Aston Villa 1, Manchester United 3. We scored the early goal. We conceded a penalty. Should have had a penalty ourselves off Greenwood's handball. Ollie Watkins should have had a penalty, sent off for it. Controversy again. Feels like we've been here before. Are we ever going to beat them? Up the Villa. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. So if you're new and you do watch us and you're not subscribed, please subscribe because you'll help us grow massively. And thanks for all the recent views and subscribers that have joined recently. So again, shocker, Villa lose to Manchester United at home. We're all used to it now. We all know this feeling. But I thought maybe today was going to be a turn in that sort of fortune. Started the game, thought it was a bit slow really. I thought we'd be at them a little bit better, you know, obviously having a longer rest. They played in Europe and United started the game off really well, but all in all we got back into it through blockbuster finish from Traore. What a finish. That goal deserves to win any game of football, to be fair. And we went in at half time and, you know, we're looking in like we was in a decent position, but you know, some silly mistakes, especially off Luiz for that penalty for me. You know, just shouldn't be making that challenge. Pogba was already on the ground. I just felt, you know, just shouldn't be doing it. And then a couple of minutes later, we concede again. And I thought, I've seen a few people blaming Mings, but I think it was more to do with Greenwood's, you know, his movement was good for that goal. He sort of dummied Mings to go the opposite direction and, you know, sold him. And then a few talking points after that, really. So I'll let some of the lads get onto them because obviously a United loss with talking points. We've not said that before, have we? Ryan, what do you make of it?
Oh, it's just the same old, isn't it? Yeah, should we expect anything less, man? If you had a list of worst case scenarios that could have played out today, we'd have nailed them all. First half, we were saying, mate, you know, it started off strong. It looked like they wanted to get the job done quick, man, come at us, but we soaked it up. 1 minute, I'm like panicking, like, you're not giving enough cover to Cash, man. Cash getting bombarded there with Shaw and that. And next thing you know, Bosha, blockbuster, top corner, sweet as you like. That camera angle from behind the goal as well for the goal, it's just a beautiful goal. And yeah, there's a lot of the first half saying, but second half, surely we spoke about it all week that don't give them nothing in the box, don't get too tight to them, don't go in on them. And surely they got reminded at half time. And for Luiz to come out, and it's indefendable, it's stupid, reckless challenge. And we didn't recover from it. We didn't recover. They hit us with another one. Like you say, I think it was a bit of skill by Greenwood. Mings got done. Slightly easy, but it was a good piece of skill and a great finish. And I thought he looked quite lively, Greenwood. Much more dangerous than Rashford. So, you know, with them three extra passes for the Euros, he could be a surprise inclusion. The penalty shout as well against Greenwood. If it was the other end, it's given, 100%. And then what happened then? Cavani header, great goal. Top pro, he's a really good player. And then Watkins with his sending off, for me, I think he was going down slightly a bit too early, but he was anticipating that contact, and that contact come. And yeah, for me, if you touch him in the box, whether you're going down like Pogba was in the first game, I think Dean Smith touched on that, didn't he, in his post-match interview. If the contact happens, it's a stonewall penalty, isn't it, for me?
With United and their penalty and touching on, you cannot get anywhere near United in the box. You can't get physical with them in the box because we heard it when Pogba at Old Trafford, you know, about going down. And any touch, any contact, they're going down, aren't they? And they're going to get a penalty.
The most disappointing thing is, Luke, it's the same two players. It was Luiz and Pogba again, man. I tell my kids, man, if you make mistakes, just learn from them. Just learn from them. And that's the best way. But Luiz has done it. Identical.
I forgot that it was Luiz in that first game, but he's done it again, hasn't he?
Yeah, Shocking.
And then the Watkins for me as well.
It's a pen. It's a pen. There's contact anywhere on the pitch. If the keeper takes someone out, it's a pen. If it's a foul anywhere else on the pitch, you know, it's a foul. Craig, what did you make of today's game?
Yeah, frustrating one. I think I'm probably more frustrated myself. I don't know why I let myself get my hopes up that 1-0 at halftime we were going to come out of the game with something. The amount of years I've been watching the Villa now, I should have known that that wasn't going to happen. But yeah, just touch on the Watkins thing. Yeah, I thought there was contact there as well. The thing that annoyed me about that was like Stockley Park not letting the referee go over and look at it. You know, worst case scenario, let it go out for a goal kick and, you know, and that's it. You know, there's no need to send him off there. Like he was already on his way down, but he was running like at full pace there. You know, what was he supposed to do? For me anyway. But yeah, apart from that, yeah, first half, I thought we played well at times. We weren't amazing, but we come out 1-0 ahead. So yeah, and that 5-10 minute capitulation, yeah, it was just so frustrating to watch. But yeah, what can you do? Like Louise, you've said everyone, Ryan's just said it there. You know, I don't know about you boys, I haven't played football to the super highest level, but you just know, like, I know you don't go in for that challenge. You just don't. You don't do it, you know. He's looking for it there. You know he's going to, as soon as you touch him, he's going to go down. But, I don't know what else to say. Frustrating, really frustrating game.
The thing is with that sort of Doug, and I'm not trying to dig Douglas Luiz out here, but Pogba's already scrambling on the floor. He's already on the floor. Do you know what I mean?
He'd already had touched him a little bit, like before. You just, you know, don't go in on him again. Just let him, you know, he had his back to goal. Just let him go, you know, pass it out to whoever. But yeah.
And what did you make of the Greenwood handball?
Exactly what Ryan said. If that was up the other end, it's given. Again, like, why has the referee not had a decision to make there? It just seems like Man United, you know, is they all the same old story? Did Man United get all of the decisions? I don't know. It felt like there was a couple of decisions there where the referee could have at least had a look at the monitor and make a, you know, have another look at himself and decide whether he actually did think that was the right call or not. But yeah, it happened to Cash, didn't it? The week they were saying it was right close to Cash. His arm was in an unnatural position. It was the same today with Greenwood. His arm was right up here. That's an unnatural position. His arm didn't need to be there. So yeah, it's a pen for me.
I think it's more frustrating as the season goes on and you've had these sort of decisions go against you. And then when the same sort of situation has happened in a game and the decision's again gone against you, you just feel a little bit aggrieved that you're sort of thinking, well, you know, what has changed? The Watkins giving him another yellow. How does he know that he's 100% dived to give him that yellow and send him off? I just don't get it. Justin, what did you make of it all?
I'm going to do this bit with my arm in a totally natural position. Okay, so, it's pathetic, isn't it? Come on, let's be right. The basis of that game was we was okay in the first half and we scored a wonder goal. Second half, we was abysmal and we deserved to lose the game, quite frankly. But the manner of losing the game, that's what sticks in the throat, doesn't it? The decisions that were given and not even reviewed, are pathetic. I'm sorry, they're just pathetic. And this VAR was supposed to get rid of all this, and it's not done it, has it? We're the end of another season now, with another season of controversies all behind us. For me, in order, Luiz was incredibly naive to do what he did again with Pogba. You've all said it. But Pogba's on the way down, isn't he? And he just waits for a touch, and then he goes down, and then you're going to give a penalty. So for me, what's the difference between what Watkins did on the other end? It's a slightly different move, as in that he's running at speed, whereas Pogba was static and going down. But for me, Watkins knew what was coming. He knew he was going to get a contact. His only mistake was going down probably too quickly and too early. But it's nothing that United haven't done 100 times to win penalties this season. So for the ref to be so adamant that it's a yellow card in a dive is pathetic. VAR is there not only to stop to sort of decide on these penalty decisions, it's also allowed to overrule red cards, which is what ultimately became a red card. So I think surely, given that there's a screen at the side of the pitch, the refs should be going over there and saying, you know what, he did get a touch. You know, I'm happy it probably wasn't a penalty, but I think it was probably harsh, a yellow card. He could have done that for me. I feel sorry for Watkins. He's going to miss a game. Now he hasn't missed a game in the league all season, so he's going to miss that. And the handball, it's an unnatural position, isn't it? You know, that how I mean, I think that the VAR was looking at it for ages, it seemed like, during the game. The commentators kept referring to it and referring to it, saying they're still looking, they're still looking. And I did think that they were going to, at the very least, let the referee go over and just have a look at it, but they decided it wasn't. So, yeah, I think we've been hard done by a few decisions today, but it doesn't take away from the fact we was absolutely abysmal in the second half. I don't understand why and how this keeps happening to us. You know, we were all right in the first half. We matched them after a really poor first five minutes. I thought it was going to be overrun, but we managed to get ourselves back in the game, scored a fantastic goal. And I thought at half-time, you know what, we could get something out of this today. But, you know, I'm with you on the Greenwood thing. I wouldn't particularly dig Mings out for that. I think it was a fantastic turn. He knew where Mings was. He had him on the turn. Once he got around him, Mings can't do anything that. And it's just a great finish, isn't it? And Cavani header, you know, we're chasing the game. It's a wonderful ball in. And he's made a career out of doing that, hasn't he? But overall, disappointed. And there's players in that team like the Louises, and we never do dig them out because it's unfair, but they're going to have to up their game next season and stop these silly errors, because it is costing us in games now. And I think Smith will know that. But we've got, what, four games left now? And for me, it's a race to get the ninth place, which still would be a fantastic season. So it's a mini season now. Let's try and get some wins behind us. If we can finish ninth or tenth, for me, it's still a fantastic season.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, this might not be the greatest pod in views this week, but it'll probably be the best one we've ever done. Because what we'll do is we'll just recycle this every time we play United now. So we won't ever have to do another United podcast, because we'll just take bits out of it. And
I think, did you read that stat today? They're saying that they've had a penalty in every game we've played against them in the league since 2016.
Yeah, they have.
That's a phenomenal, unbelievable stat, that is, isn't it? You cannot get your head around it. You know, barring saying to every single player, just don't go anywhere near him in the box, what can you do? And the ref was from Manchester, and you know, I'm not saying he's deliberately biased, but you know, you do start to look at things like that and think, you know, could it be, you know, I'd like to think it's not, and I'd like to think he's professional enough not to do things like that, but I don't know. VAR stinks, doesn't it?
If he's from Manchester, he probably doesn't support Man United, does he?
Yeah, he's probably an Arsenal fan, isn't he?
Yeah, probably.
Right, we'll wrap it up here. Big news, though, to you know, everyone that watches. We've got loads of videos out this week. So we've got a preview, we've got reactions, and we've got a massive video out, which is probably going to be out on Thursday. So stay tuned. A lot of content from us this week as well. So again, thanks for watching. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
The Villa.
Up the Villa.